to that which one has hoped he would be. Yet, each daily dying is simultaneously the day of resurrection. As within the curtain of flesh, each capitulates in the daily cycle and in the yearly cycles of light and darkness. The seasons of spirit. There is a revolving wheel of being that moves the planets in their courses. And the heart of man within its daily cycles and seasons. Always moving, never still. Life and death tumble like puppies with each other. Experiencing endlessly limitation, expansion, darkness, light, sadness, joy. And each emotion is a truth. How often have you met the resurrected Christ consciousness upon the road and not known that it was the Creator? We encourage each to lift those blinders as often as possible. To lift the self into faith, into hope, into peace. By thinking upon these things. Thinking upon the concept of sacrifice. The concept of a love that would give itself and spend itself to the point of death. Each has known great heroes and read of mighty deeds, but each is a hero within his own creation. In one season, it is easy to see the self as together, efficient, able. Each has many, many times also, perhaps sometimes overwhelmingly so, as unworthy, inadequate, not coming up to the expectation of self. We ask that. You seek again and again, whenever in the course of the daily activities you remember, to move in mind to that tomb that is the earthly heart. There, if you have the eyes to see, you will find that the stone has been rolled away and that the light has claimed the tomb for its own. My dear ones, you are the light of the world. It is from hearts such as yours that the light of your planet comes. It is from lives such as yours that the great procession of life and death is imbued in the passion play of life on earth. With honor, dignity, compassion, and deep caring, you have within you every force of death and every force of life. Nothing has been left out of your makeup. It is the way of the spiritual sojourner to live that uncomfortable life that is aware of these matters, that is aware of the great wheel of evolution working through time and space to bring consciousness to that infinite present moment where that great love that created all that there is suddenly explodes into light infinite and indivisible. We would at this time transfer the contact to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those of Akul.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to ask if we may speak to any further queries. Is there another query at this time? I am qual. And I'm aware of your query, my brother. Each seeker, in the process of seeking, will find those resources that are of assistance in the revealing of the heart of love and the nature of truth to the seeker. As the seeker becomes aware of more principles, shall we say, that are applicable to the life pattern, the seeker has the responsibility of utilizing these resources in the service to others and in the enhancing of the life pattern. If the seeker is unable or unwilling to use that which it has learned, then it will find greater difficulty in its future seeking, in discovering further principles and resources that will assist in this process. Thus, the law of responsibility simply asks each seeker to use that which is learned to the best of its ability in the life pattern, in revealing love to self, love for self, love to others, love for others. Is there a further query, my brother?
You spoke once previously about if a catalyst were not processed or something along those lines, that it ended up draining the entity. Does this relate to what you have just spoken of?
I am Qual, and aware of your query, my brother. This is correct. For if the entity has a catalyst which is yet to be processed, and if the entity is aware that that which has been given to it, it is capable of processing, then the entity will find itself in a situation of what you may call inner turmoil or confusion until it utilizes those principles which it has gathered thus far in the processing of the catalyst which is before it. Is there a further query, my brother? I am Qual, and we are grateful to you as well, my brother, for your heartfelt queries. Is there another query at this time?
I do have one other question. Prior to our beginning this meditation, we had a group dynamic issue specifically focused on my own feelings that arose rather sharply based on a comment that was made. And I was wondering if you could tell us the condition of the group energy and dynamic and the effect that our discussion had upon that.
I am Qual, and am aware of your query, my brother. We were observing this experience and were pleased to find that the group dynamics, as you have called them, were greatly enhanced by the discussion which ensued concerning the difficulties which you were feeling in appreciating your own experiences. It is not the presence of difficult feelings that causes a problem for the group energy. It is the lack of attention given to them that can cause holes, shall we say, in the wall of light that surrounds this group. Thus, we were greatly pleased that each present was willing to share what each had available at that time, which is the fruit of one's being in the service of others. This is a greatly a blessed event when the vision of sorrow is replaced by the vision of hope as a result of the efforts of those present to support each other in any situation, especially those which are difficult. Is there a further query, my brother?
I don't thank you, Claude. I feel relief hearing you on that subject, and great joy as well.
I'm cool, and we also feel great joy, my brother, and are greatly appreciative for your efforts this day. Is there another query?
I'd just like to follow up and ask if there's anything that Jim and I can do to help make this place a safe place. We are not.
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my sister. We observe the efforts of each present and can only commend each within this circle for offering all that each has. There will always be more that can be done, for the journey that you travel is one which is infinite in nature. If you choose to look at that which is not yet done and judge the self accordingly, you will always come up short, shall we say, and the estimation of the self will seem small. If instead you look at that which has been accomplished and each has done much, then there is reason for rejoicing, and we recommend rejoicing, my sister. Is there any further query? I am Quo, and we thank you once again, my sister. Is there another query at this time? I am Quo, and we are most grateful to each for the offering of those questions which have been given to us in love and in true desire to know the truth. And we again thank each for the being which each brings into this circle of working. For it is your being which is of inestimable value. Though most are unaware of the value or the being, for it is that which is at one's center of heart. And this is the journey, my friends, to move to the center of the heart, which would seem to be a quick and easy journey, for Do you not carry it with you? Oh, but my friends, this is the infinite journey, for are you not all things? And are you not the one creator? So when you seek the heart of love, you seek the heart of self, and you contain and express the heart of self in ways which even you do not begin to understand. Have faith, my brothers and sisters, for this is a journey that you each are well set upon. There shall be difficulties. There shall be challenges. How else shall you learn that which you do not know? But if you have faith and continue with a strong will, you shall find the heart of yourself and the heart of the one creator in the same place. At this time, we shall take our leave of this group, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adene, my friends. Adene.
Let's just hold Bob in the light today and give you a shot. Heavenly Father, we offer this light that has been gathered in the circles and came back to you. And ask that
and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.
A little engine that could.
Was a desire whose coloration included that of our brothers and sisters of Hatan. And so this call was heard just as a radio that was set to a certain number upon the dial would pick up broadcasts from that number. The difference between hearing the desires and emotions of the group and reading the mind is that we are able to pick up that which is of the emotion without infringement upon the privacy of one's thoughts. We do not move into the phenomena of mentation that go on within the mind and simply read them off. Does this answer your query, my brother?
Yes. Yes. I have a little related to my first question of this session. When I find myself in these semi-lucid states, there are times that I find myself in a flow of information that it deals with everything from things that are going on with my personal life to people that are around me. In some instances, to flashes of supposedly past life experiences and how they affect what is occurring today in little flashes. Can you tell me what the source of this information is? Am I tapping into myself? Have I established contact with my higher self? I don't understand this.
We are cool, and believe we grasp your query, my brother. We give this instrument the picture of the starfish who reaches out and touches the sandy bottom of the sea this way and this way and this way. Each tentacle or point of the starfish reaching in a different direction. The starfish may be thought to consider itself as reaching out into all parts of the universe, for it reaches in a complete circle. The consciousness that each entity carries about during the incarnative experience is that consciousness which has points that reach out in all directions. On one level, and then on the next, and then on the next, and then on the next. So that there are universes within universes within universes which dwell within that which you are. Indeed, not only does the entity carry within those understandings of the incarnation with all of that depth and breadth of experience within incarnation, there is also carried within memory of all that has been experienced. And this memory is contained in progressively deeper and more spacious containments or structures which hold one level of information. There is the high subconscious, that which feeds the dreams and so forth, that is the easiest to touch into while at the conscious state. The phenomena which you experience at this time is to a great extent coming from that high subconscious level. There are some who consider that there dwells within this level of mind that higher self or guidance which can move from the subconscious up through the threshold of consciousness into the living day of conscious mind. This is a process to be encouraged. Further, there are levels of mind progressively more profound and progressively more spacious in terms of the amount of light which illuminates and fills consciousness. These levels are of the lower subconscious and contain that racial history which is the consciousness of the second density physical vehicle which supports and carries your consciousness. There are inner guides within these darker and more obscured levels of consciousness. There, in the deep portions of mind, exist the mind of the archetypes, and indeed, ultimately, the ground of consciousness becomes that which is, and that which is the Creator itself. Thusly, it is as though within the mind there lie temples whose doors are carefully guarded. And as one moves into the process of seeking the truth in a persistent and sacrificial manner, one begins to trigger or put the key into some of those temple doors. It is, we feel, helpful to experience such flows of the information which lies within, and to keep some record of such trains of thought when they occur. For the most part, these trains of thought are a subconscious material which the practices of meditation and contemplative analysis are encouraging and enhancing. May we answer a further, my brother.
I'm tapped out on questions. Thank you. And I would offer back to you my appreciation for your patience with me. I have difficulty sometimes phrasing questions or even determining where it is I wish to go with a question. Your patience in this process is most appreciated.
We are cool, my brother. We have the same difficulty with our answers, and we throw ourselves upon your mercy as well. Is there a further query at this time?
Cool. Greetings. In love and the light of the moment, I go back to your opening comments. Could you restate learning, trying to learn the truth that can only be embodied in another way, and perhaps add to it?
We are Kuo and are glad to speak more upon this concept. There are many ways to think about the spirit, the life of the spirit, and its evolution. Because of the conditions of physical incarnation, it is only natural to look at any process of learning as a process of gathering facts, making inferences, proving postulates, and then using these new axioms to create further knowledge. However, the world of spirit is specifically and thoroughly non-rational. It does not build from one fact to two, and from two to three. Rather, it exists, and those sparks of it which are walking about, differentiated by energy fields, which are called bodies, we find we have started a sentence we cannot finish through this instrument, so we shall we say, drop back and try again. Those who seek tend to put a great emphasis upon learning the truth. However, that which is true lies already as the heart and soul of all that depends therefrom, including the energy field which is each seeker's location or body in space and time. Thusly, one may add fact upon fact upon fact, all in the name of spiritual seeking, and become an entity whose head is filled with many, many facts. However, the journey of spirit is a journey from head to heart. And that which comes from or through the consciousness of an entity in the way of the basic vibration, the basic way of perceiving. That is the clearest indication and gift of self to spirit, which seekers are capable of offering. Far more high, if you will, or exalted, are the puzzled, confusing thoughts of one who loves with the whole heart. Then those words, however wonderful, which build an intellectual house for truth, but do not let in or have a central place for the heart. It is the heart that holds truth. It is the heart that can be disciplined to show clearly those truths which now seem murky to the mind. It is the heart from which will, hope, and faith journey into expression. It is the heart that gives meaning to the whole. The function of the intellect is the prosecution of that which needs to be done in order to make the physical being a comfortable and happy within the world. We do not denigrate the use of the intellect. We were simply affirming our opinion, which is that the truth embodied by the seeker is a far more whole and full truth than any words, however brilliant. May we answer further, my brother.
Yes, could you express in another way the challenge to discipline the heart to show the truth that is already in there?
We are those of the call and shall attempt to do so, my brother. Picture, if you will, the color and energy of anger. Not anger at
within a certain color or complement of the colors. This is the coloration which you as an entity at present give to a truth which is called emotion. Picture then that color and texture, which is the shape of love, of joy, of healing, of grief, and so forth. These deep feelings, shall we call them, are truths, and they are not in their pure state either limited in any way or of negative connotation or positive connotation. Much of metaphysical thought has been given to creating logical structures which explain spiritual concepts throughout the history of your peoples. And indeed, this is, shall we say, a universal bias in favor of that which can be seen and measured. It is difficult for entities to perceive of their own emotions as pure. And indeed, they are not normally experienced purely. Normally, the experience of emotion has strong moral, mental, and emotional reservations, limitations, and colorations. As the seeker grows in experience throughout the incarnation, it may choose to begin to look at that which is being experienced as it is being experienced with an eye to lessening the emotional biases which are coloring and often creating pain through that emotion. For once such coloration can be perceived by the seeker, it can be grasped and gradually laid aside, so that the experience, for example, of grief can move from being a rending and tearing inner experience to an experience of channeling, as this instrument would say, a purer and less limited form of that emotion. Once one takes the bars down that
hold perceived emotion in one particular structure, that emotion can begin to express more purely. And as the seeker grows in self-knowledge, more and more those imposed limitations can be dropped away, and the deeper emotions can then be channeled through the functioning living mechanism in less and less difficult ways and more deeply true ways. May we answer further, my brother.
This is difficult for me to grasp, but I will make a statement and ask you to comment on whether I'm getting the drift of it. Are you saying to encourage the heart to work with each coloration of emotion to distill it to a more pure and universal light or truth as you work through it, and in the process of doing that, distill and dissolve, not distill but dissolve the contractions and blockages associated with it?
We are those of Guo, and you grasp the gist of our answer, my brother.
Thank you for that answer, for all of the answers. They were very interesting, yes, they always are. And I just had this idea that it would be great to just hold hands and run from star to star and jump all over the sky. And I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I guess I'm just enjoying your company.
We are Guo, and we thank you, my brother. We shall meet you as you dream and explore. We are those of Guo. Is there a final query at this time? Those of Cool. What a thing it is, dear ones, to open the heart. What great adventures lie before each. What great puzzlement and bewilderment. As well as joy, await each. We thank you once again that of all the places upon your earth, you chose to come together to share with us hope and love and the desire to know the truth. You enable us to serve. And we most humbly thank you. At this time, we would take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each in the love and the light of that which is wonderful, the one infinite creator, that thought of love that created all that there is. We are those of Kuol, and we bid you Adonai. Anne, Judy, Spider Rainbow, Ophelia, Scott, Barbara, Poopy, Romy, Bob.
Judy, Dana, Poopy, and also the people in the Middle East and Israel.
Cause of peace and planet Earth. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.